This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians trapped inside Gaza's biggest hospital said they were digging a mass grave on Tuesday to bury patients who died under Israeli encirclement and said no plan was in place to evacuate babies despite Israel announcing an offer to send portable incubators. Israeli forces have surrounded Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital, which they say sits atop an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A downpour in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians there, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Streams of water ran through a UN shelter in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Tuesday after heavy rain. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the already damaged enclave sewage system will be overwhelmed and then disease will spread. The Norwegian Refugee Council said the start of the rainy season could mark the most difficult week in Gaza since the conflict began. And other aid agencies have said trying to simply meet the daily needs of Gazans has meant they've been unable to plan ahead for potential flooding.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he is engaged in daily discussions to secure the release of hostages held by the Hamas militant group and believes it will happen.
I'm talking with the people involved every single day. I believe it's going to happen, but I don't want to get into detail.
What's your message for the families?
Hang in there. We're coming.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Washington on Tuesday participated in a march for Israel. This is VOA News. As he heads toward a pivotal meeting in San Francisco, California, U.S. President Joe Biden says he has a simple goal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will meet with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping amid sharp differences between Washington and Beijing. The president's aim, get the two governments' communications back on stable ground.
Being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another is a crisis. Being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another.
The long, complicated relationship's been under heavy strain this year, from U.S. export controls to a Chinese spy balloon, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday that Russia was increasing its attacks across the front line as Kyiv called for the West to boost weapons supplies ahead of winter. Neither side has made any significant territorial gain for months, but both Zelensky and the Kremlin have denied the conflict has ground to a stalemate. Zelensky has warned Russia is likely to increase airstrikes against Ukraine's energy infrastructure ahead of the winter, as it did this time last year. The World Food Program warns deadly floods in Somalia are putting the livelihoods and lives of 4.3 million people at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Somalia is a tragic poster child for climate change. The country is still recovering from the longest drought in its recorded history, which pushed the country to the brink of famine. Having barely averted that catastrophe, Somalia now must contend with floods that reportedly have killed more than 30 people, caused widespread destruction of infrastructure, and forced 500,000 people to seek safety on higher ground. World Food Program spokesperson in Somalia, Petra Gwilton, says that number is increasing rapidly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former British Foreign Minister Suella Braverman launched a blistering attack on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Tuesday, savaging his record and accusing him of betraying both her and the British people. Popular on the right of the party, Braverman kept quiet on Monday after being fired, but published a letter to Sunak on Tuesday that could mark the start of a campaign to replace him, as if opinion polls predict the party loses an election expected next year. Braverman also suggested he was failing to deliver on his main campaign pledge to stop illegal migration. A spokesperson for Sunak's number 10 office said in response, "The Prime Minister believes in actions, not words." I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.